From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. It is Tuesday, November 19th. We've got a great show in store for you today. Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines, Vice Chancellor for the Diocese of Des Moines, coming up here very soon. Going to talk about the three things you and your family need to know to be holy. We want to get holy, or at least die trying. These three things are imperative for us to know, coming up at 7:07 today. Kevin Vost coming up today at 7:15. He has been on the show numerous times, taught psychology at Aquinas College in Nashville, Tennessee for many years. He's the author of 20 books, including Memorize the Faith. He's got a new one out called 12 Life Lessons from St. Thomas Aquinas. We're going to learn from some of that spiritual wisdom from one of our best. Kevin Vost coming up here very soon. Jean Wells hosts a Straight Talk and a preview her 10 o'clock show this morning. And at 7:45-ish, we're going to talk all about purgatory today. Three things that every Catholic should know about purgatory, and also some myths. We're going to bust some myths today on purgatory in the second half hour. So if you want to learn a little bit more about it, this is going to be the show for you. Also, a surprise coming from the Vatican yesterday. Some of you, probably most of you, already heard it, but we'll have that for you coming up in the second half hour as well. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. And we will have your saint of the day in the second half hour, too. All right, outside of the Mercy One studio today here in North Carolina, I'm in Greenville, and I'm at the Newman Center here for the University of Eastern Carolina. So they welcome me in with open arms, and here we are, ready to go. Let's do it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our morning to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How's everything doing down there in North Carolina? You've been on the beach? You having issues with the beach like you were last time, or everything going well?
No, definitely not on the beach. And normal day in the life of John Leonetti. Hit the gym after the show on the road, and then find a parking or a coffee shop, park the car, and stay there until about 7 o'clock when I speak.
That's awesome. That's a life that we all could lead. You're still writing your memoirs. I know you do that in your spare time, which sounds like there's a lot, like 8 hours a day of spare time.
Well, it just so happens that I'm working on a new book, so that's consuming most of my time right now.
I figured you would. When I was texting you yesterday morning or afternoon, I forget which, I knew you were working on something because you're right by your phone. Yeah. So
that's right.
That tells me the something's spinning up there in the head of yours. I can imagine.
It'll be a little while, but we got some things working.
Okay. And Thanksgiving plans, that's next week as we're, yes. Getting close to that. I'm sure you have plans. I will send you my obligatory picture of my brother passed out, and there'll be this year his recliner up there in Ankeny.
Yes.
It won't be mine.
Oh, nice.
In Urbandale.
So you're going to be going up there and breaking that place in, huh?
Yeah, well, he'd prefer to host Thanksgiving, and we get to host Christmas, so that's kind of how it's going to work, I guess, this year.
Okay. Mm. Eat some extra turkey. Now, do you guys do turkey and ham or just turkey? What do you do?
It depends who hosts. And last year, my sister-in-law did ham, and I love her for that because I'm not a turkey connoisseur, although I will eat it, and it's good, but I'm not a turkey connoisseur. So I think this year we're having both, if not turkey only, so... We'll
I am not a big turkey guy either, but if I'm going to have turkey, it's got to be dark meat.
Yes. Oh, I'm with you right there, dark meat. I'm sure a lot of folks have their preferences, but I don't know. Just I'm a ham guy. Love the ham.
Yeah, we are in charge of cooking the stuffing every year, and we do pasta. Huge, goodness, like a crate of pasta that my wife cooks for everyone. So it's not a holiday in, with the Leonettis if there's not some kind of pasta dish.
And that completes the meal right there with pasta involved, yeah. Yes.
That's it. That's it.
All right. All right. Well, let's get right to it this morning as you have a busy, busy morning right now from the WHO. Right now from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines. Fair skies, 37 degrees, a west-northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and there is some fog in the area. We do have some reduced visibility, mostly in the outlying areas. Today we'll see mostly sunny skies here in central Iowa and a very nice high of 54 degrees, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, overnight low of 37 degrees, and tomorrow, cloudy to partly cloudy. We'll have warmer temperatures, a high of 58 degrees, and they seem to have taken the precipitation out of the forecast for Wednesday. Thursday, we can see some rain early in the day, cloudy skies and cooler, a high of 46 degrees. And on Friday, football Friday for traveling to Unidome, beautiful day for that. Partly cloudy, dry, high of 40 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, Iowa's second big bicycle ride announces changes to its schedule and its course. Iowa's Ride, the state's major competition to the Ragbri week-long bicycle ride, has announced some big changes. Organizers announced last week they're moving the ride from the state's east to west side. Iowa's Ride will now run the week directly before Ragbri. Ragbri is scheduled for Sunday, July 19th through Saturday, July 25th. Well, Iowa's Ride revised its schedule and is starting on Sunday, July 12th and ends on Saturday, July 18th. Iowa's Ride will also start on the eastern edge of Iowa in a Mississippi River town and travel west, ending 7 days later in western Iowa. Organizers say they'll refund entry fees to those that no longer want to do Iowa's Ride because of the changes. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, NFL Monday Night Football, the end of Week 11 in the NFL, saw the Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Los Angeles Chargers 24-17 in a game that was played
Iowa Catholic Radio News.
This morning, they have women's college basketball on the docket as Texas Southern travels to Ames, takes on the Iowa State women. They'll tip off at 11 o'clock this morning, and that'll be a part of a doubleheader in Ames today. Women's game at 11 o'clock, and tonight the Iowa State men will tip off at 7 o'clock as they host Southern Miss in men's college basketball. University of Tennessee Martin is at Northern Iowa tonight in men's basketball at 7 o'clock tip-off. And tonight, right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild at home. They're in second place. They host the Milwaukee Admirals, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. Our next high school broadcast will be this Friday night, the 4A State High School Football Championship game right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Number 1 Valley taking on number 3 Dowling Catholic. Pregame 6:30. Kickoff 7 o'clock right here on Iowa Catholic Radio as we'll be live from the Unity Dome with the call, the final football game of the season. And once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines, fair skies at the Mercy One Studios, 37 degrees, a west-northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and today we'll see mostly sunny skies, a high of 54 degrees. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour throughout the day. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not bad as we get things started off. Running about 7 minutes as you're heading from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 7 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown. We do have a stalled vehicle, I-80-35 westbound at 2nd Avenue. It's on the right-hand shoulder, so use caution in that area. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team, strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Friends, I want you to join me and Father Adam Westfall and Blessman International for a trip of a lifetime as we embark on a South African pilgrimage. Friends, you're not going to forget it. It's July 23rd to August 4th. It's a mission trip. So if you've never been on a mission trip before, this might be your first. We're going to be there in South Africa, and the mission is to volunteer with Blessman International by assisting an optical ministry, children's ministry, and service projects that they have there for their different families. So you can go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events, and click on Africa Trip. Thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Make a good team, I think. Great team. Let's get to Adam Story, Director of Marriage and Family Life for the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, John.
Well, with Marigold now, are we at 2-3 hours of sleep, back to?
I'm getting a lot more sleep than Kara is, so... Yeah, she's keeping us up, but I've got the better portion. So,
well, you sound good right now, anyway. So that's a good thing. With lack of sleep, I know that's the first thing to go. Let's talk about holiness, though. No matter what, if we're suffering, a lot of sleep, no sleep, we're all called to be holy. And you are kind of drawing from Saint Teresa of Avila's three things that are imperative for holiness. Let's just start with number one. What does she say?
Yeah, so St. Teresa of Avila, you know, she talks about holiness as intimacy with the Lord. And the three things she says that we have to have, the first thing she starts with is detachment. And detachment not being hatred of the world, it's not a rejection of the world, but it's freedom. It's freedom from the things of this world so that we can really, you know, rely not on our retirement plan or rely not on our career, rely not on the things of this world, but to just be free to say, Lord, I'm going to rely on you, and I'm going to trust that you're going to provide for me, you're going to take care of my needs. And she says that's the sort of first freedom or first opening up that all of us need if we're really going to live in relationship with God.
There was a woman last night, and she sits in the front of my talk, and she's a little older, I'd probably say maybe late 70s, early 80s, and she's just a fireball, and you could just tell this woman is holy. And I've had some conversations with her afterwards, and I was all mic'd up, and the priest here is kind of all into media, and so he was recording the talk, so I had a couple different mics on, and I lost one of the clips, so when I took off the mic, one of the clips fell, and we couldn't find it. And so this woman came up to me afterwards, and she said, were you able to find the clip? And I said, no. She says, well, we weren't either. She says, we were looking everywhere, but our Lord didn't see it fit that we would find this clip. And I thought to myself, wow, that's a way to put it right there. I mean, she, and Father was telling me just how holy this woman is, but she's so dependent on our Lord that even not finding it was, it's not God's will.
Yeah, you know, I think of the Israel in the desert, and the Lord provides manna for each day. And, you know, if it was me, I'd be like, how about a month's supply? You know, let's make things a little bit more secure. But that's not how he does it. And that's not how he did it then. And that's not how he does it today.
Yeah. Give me one of those delivery meal packages and we'll be good. Number two for St. Teresa of Avila on what we need to know, what's imperative for holiness.
So the second thing that she talks about is humility. And again, just like detachment, we can misunderstand it. Humility, it's not self-loathing. It's not a rejection of ourselves. It's an honest acknowledgement of who we are and who God is. And I think this is so important because if we really want to know God, he meets us where we are. He doesn't meet us where we wish we were, or where we used to be, or anything like that. He meets us where we are. And so when we cultivate humility, and humility, I think, primarily comes through prayer, we develop that honesty, and that also, it gives that freedom to enter into that relationship. It opens us up to know God because we're allowing him to see us exactly how we are.
Detachment, humility, and number three for St. Teresa of Avila, how to get holy.
So number three is love of neighbor, and I think especially when we talk about our family life, this is so important. We love God as well as we love our neighbor. We love God as well as we love our family. And that this is the privileged place that he decided to come meet us. And so, you know, there's a temptation for all of us, and I think me especially, that I have a temptation that I'll love God in the abstract, but not in the concrete, not in the people directly to my right and directly to my left. the people closest to me, like my family. And so if we really want to love God, if we really want to live in relationship with him, Teresa of Avila tells us we have to love our neighbor.
He's Adam Story, everyone. Anything coming up in the Office of Marriage and Family Life?
Oh, man. Well, you know, right now we've got lots of marriage preparation workshops going on, which are, they're fun to do. It's fun to get to meet a lot of excited young couples. And yeah, it's very good.
Good, good, good. Go to the diocesan website, dmdiocese.org, for more information. Adam Story, talk to you soon, brother.
Hey, thanks, John.
All right, friends, coming up right after this, we are going to be joined by Kevin Vost, which I am very excited to welcome Kevin back on the show. Kevin is an author and speaker, and he has something to share with us on the 12 life lessons from St. Thomas Aquinas. Looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Tuesday, November 19th. And a big thank you to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. Roofing contractors, 10-year workmanship warranty, Tamco certified team manufacturer warranties. And he's got it all, but he's been doing it for 30-plus years, so what else do you expect? Bell Construction, roofingankeny.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. Serving Central Iowa, 650-7168. That's 650-7168.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Positive, encouraging, inspiring music to get you through your day, available on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive.
Thanks to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. My newest underwriters here, passionate about making the outside of a home beautiful, manageable for many years to come. Wide range of high quality landscape services, including sidewalks, retaining walls, paver patios, and more. Serving Central Iowa with Landscape and Design was a dream for this Catholic family, and it's come to fruition. 493-1060. That's 493-1060. Thank you. Let's go to Kevin Vost now, author of the new book, 12 Lessons from St. Thomas Aquinas. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, John.
It's good to have you back on here, Kevin. 12 life lessons from St. Thomas Aquinas. I have a feeling that you could triple that and we'd still be learning.
Absolutely. In fact, I even did propose a larger list of lessons, and we decided to narrow it down to these 12.
Why Thomas Aquinas? Why have you written so much about him? And you really believe we have so much to learn on him. Why?
Well, on a personal level, it was the stirrings of the Holy Spirit and the writings of St. Thomas Aquinas that brought me back to the church after 25 years of atheism. So Thomas has had a profound impact on my own life, but also within the life of the church. We can really see why Thomas is so important by some of the honorific titles he's been given over the centuries. And just to give these in brief, one of his titles is the Angelic Doctor. And he's been called the Angelic Doctor, you know, because he writes beautifully about the angels, because he had such a saintly angelic demeanor. And also, I would say the angels have a higher intelligence than we do, and St. Thomas Aquinas was a uniquely intelligent man. So he's the Angelic Doctor. He's also been called the Eucharistic Doctor, because he wrote the hymns for the Feast of Corpus Christi, and he wrote so beautifully about the Eucharist in his Summa Theologica. Pope St. John Paul II called him the Doctor Humanitatis, or the Doctor of Humanity, because he taught so much about the human being and the nature of virtue. And finally, my favorite title is his oldest. He's been called the Common Doctor since the 1300s when he was made canonized, because he's the doctor whose teaching and approach to truth are to be held in common and cherished and shared by all of the church throughout time.
Let's get into some of these life lessons. The most important life lesson you believe, Dr. Kevin Vose believes, that the world needs to know from St. Thomas Aquinas is?
Yes, and to put it in worldly terms, I call it accept only the best. But then I flesh it out from Thomas. What does that mean? He said, well, you know, we are made, of course, to share in the beatific vision of God. That is our ultimate life lesson. There's our ultimate goal in life, that the God who gave us life wants us to be with him. So our whole life should be ordered toward that primary goal. And all these other lessons should serve that goal, to give us the ultimate fulfillment that comes from a life with God, and that will give us the impetus to lead our loved ones to God too.
You talk about something here that I see kind of growing in secular society, and that's this notion that we should be spiritual but not religious. And St. Thomas Aquinas, as you say, has something to say on that.
Oh, yeah, he sure does, because he actually writes extensively about the virtue of religion. And, of course, there is a spiritual element there. You know, that the essence of good and that idea of being spiritual is that it goes beyond being materialistic and consumeristic. We're looking at higher things. But religion is exactly that virtue that binds us to God. God calls us to be religious. He calls us to be spiritual, to pray, to have an inward faith life. And he also calls us to express that externally, by being a part of a church, by supporting the church, by going out and doing good works. So the way Thomas is, you know, you can take almost any catchphrase and you're going to get Thomas's take on it, and he's going to go in great depth and give you all these kinds of ahas. So in that particular chapter, I stress the importance of the Mass itself, how going to the Mass gives us a communion with God far and beyond even that of, you know, communing with God in nature, because in the Mass, we get Christ's own, you know, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist.
My listeners know I love the saints. I think the saints' lives change lives, and Thomas talked a lot about the saints as well.
He sure did. In one of his little brief letters to Brother John on how to study, even one of his study principles is be sure to imitate the lives of saintly and noble men, because we learn so much from them, not just intellectually, but how to live our lives. And Thomas, you know, knows that all those saints became saintly because they strove to imitate Christ, you know, through their own lives, through their powers of their own personalities, their own life circumstances, their own station in life. You know, so every single one of us, no matter where we live, no matter when we live, no matter what our vocation is, no matter what kind of problems we might encounter in our lives, there are going to be saints there who can guide us with their example, and who we can actually pray to for their intercession to help us.
Why should we care about angels, according to Thomas?
Yeah, Thomas there, he writes really beautifully. We mentioned he's the angelic doctor. And he points out, you know, the reality of these angels, and they're the highest form of being in that. They're purely spiritual. They don't have a material element. They get their knowledge instantly from God. And part of their role is to minister to us. God set up these powerful creatures to help. Part of their role is to help us get to heaven. So we need to be aware of the angels, you know, learn about them, think about them, be aware that we each have a guardian angel. And Thomas writes beautifully about this. He even talks about when a woman is pregnant, that the woman's guardian angel looks over that unborn child until birth, when the child is assigned its own angel. So there's all kinds of beautiful lessons about the realities of angels that we don't often think about.
I don't think it's a surprise to anyone to know that we live in a very consumeristic society as we approach the Christmas season. As we approach the Thanksgiving season, most of us know that that we're hit with the ads on a continual basis. Everything from Black Friday to Amazon and all these things, and we want, and when we can't get what we want, we envy. And Thomas talked a lot about overcoming envy as well.
Oh, he did. You know, envy is definitely one of the capital sins. And Thomas talks about envy, and part of envy is, you know, when someone else gets something good, we might be sad that they got that. And he said it's really an affront against the second great commandment, to love our neighbor as ourselves, right? Because we want those good things ourselves, so we should never be sad when someone else gets something good. But most important, though, is not to be seeking those material goods, but spiritual goods. To rejoice when we can grow in our closeness with God, and rejoice when our neighbor does, when someone else, achieves that higher spiritual relationship and happiness with God, that should just make us happy, because we're all part of the communion of saints, and we kind of share in each other's joys and merits.
Why did Thomas stop writing at the end of his life?
Well, Thomas had a mystical experience on December 6, 1273, in which he saw a vision of Christ, and the famous story is that he said, I can write no more because what I've written, is as straw. And some people said, oh, he renounced his works. But no, it seems that Thomas got a glimpse of that beatific vision, and he realized that words could never fully encapsulate it. He'd already written to the best of his ability of it. But from that point on, the last few months of his life, he basically just was waiting for that ultimate union with God.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite stories, and it really kind of goes to the deeper meaning of Thomas and why he wrote St. Thomas Aquinas, and that was ultimately to help people connect with our Lord, to commune with him. Prayer was essential for Thomas Aquinas. He writes about it extensively, too.
He does. He writes in great depth about prayer, the nature of prayer, that we should ask for things from God for ourselves and for our neighbors, that our prayer should include an element of gratitude and thanksgiving. So yeah, Thomas was there totally engrossed in prayer. And again, at that last incident of his life, when Christ did appear to Thomas, he asked Thomas what he could do for him, what he wanted, and Thomas's answer was, only you, Lord.
I want that to be my answer, Kevin, and I know you do as well. You write extensively about Thomas Aquinas, and I just eat this stuff up because I memorize the faith. I've read twice, and I'm still trying to learn it, but you really bring it out there. He is Dr. Kevin Vost, 12 Life Lessons from St. Thomas Aquinas. Friends, get this book. What a gift it could be as well for someone that you know and love. SophiaInstitute.com. You can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it there, they will order it for you. But get this book, 12 Life Lessons from St. Thomas Aquinas, Dr. Kevin Vost. Thanks for coming on, Doctor, as always.
Oh, thanks so much, John. God bless.
All right, you as well. Good stuff. Yeah, that's what I love about Kevin, is he just always packs it in. Always. And he brings it. So much to chew on after an interview with him. Coming up in the second half hour, Jean Wells, host of Straight Talk, going to preview her 10 o'clock show. We're also going to talk all things purgatory today, some things that every Catholic needs to know about purgatory, and also some myths that maybe you or some people that you know, many different people sitting in the pew, at your parish might have about purgatory. We're going to try to dispel those coming up in the second half hour. Also, a surprise coming out of the Vatican yesterday. Big, big news for the church in the United States. If you haven't heard about it, you're going to hear about it coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning here on this Tuesday, November 19th. And a big thank you to, let's see who's up next now, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Yes. No, not just the customer service that's good. I'm talking about the commitment to the quality of workmanship and materials. Next to none. Originally founded in 1999, you see those golden trucks. They're kind of like van trucks, I guess you would say, everywhere. But they are everywhere. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you for underwriting the show and all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house. And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. The Gospel of the Lord. Tax collectors were despised by the people because they sometimes abused their positions and cooperated with the Romans, the occupying force of Israel. So it comes as a great surprise and scandal to the Jews that Jesus stays with Zacchaeus, and perhaps even just for interacting with him. Do we at least consider the possibility of Jesus wanting to be with us, despite being sinners and, like Zacchaeus climbing a tree, to what lengths are we willing to go to have that encounter with him?
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
Thank you to Bozeman the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozeman from Bozeman the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozeman. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozeman.com.
Well, if I was in town, I know what I would be doing tonight. I would be going to the Man Up event that is going to be taking place tonight. That's November 19th, the Basilica of St. John. The keynote speaker is going to be none other than Bishop Johnson. Oh, yes. It's going to also be kind of led and moved along by Deacon Randy Keel. Our mission as men tonight. Come to some or all of the following. Rosary, led by the Knights of Columbus at 5:20, 5:45 Mass, 6:30 food, drink, and social, and 6:45 the program and discussion begins. Bishop Johnson tonight, yes, tonight, at the Basilica of St. John. Check it out. All men in Central Iowa. All right, let's get to it. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning once again, John. How are you doing on this tremendous Tuesday morning?
Doing fine this morning. Tremendous. Is it a little warmer there as well here?
Oh, it's beautiful. The temperature's dropped a few degrees since I last spoke, but it's shaping up to be a pretty good day. Highs right now in the mid-30s, and we usually don't see that maybe for highs here lately if we can get there. But we'll take this back to really normal conditions, so good to be outdoors again.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and you haven't notified me when my two older sisters will be subbing for you as you travel across the United States. You want to give me an update and a prediction Friday on Prediction Friday this week? I'm just
sure.
Trying to get my schedule
yes.
planned.
Prediction
sir.
Friday is on Prediction Friday. Okay. Your two older sisters will be in tomorrow for me as I travel
okay.
back
Thanks
here
for
North
up.
Carolina, but I'll be in studio Thursday and Friday.
Okay, and this will be our final Prediction Friday because the next week will be Thanksgiving week, and I know we usually close, so make them all good. You've had a pretty good year thus far, and I can't wait for the final Prediction Friday. Father Andrew and I are waiting.
I haven't seen him in a while, so it'll be good to see him.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Okay. Well, you guys. So tonight is the final night in North Carolina at Greenville, the campus of Eastern Carolina College, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it rated one of the top college towns in the country, and it really is. It's a pretty neat area.
That's just because they'd let you park your car and have a coffee all day for 8 hours while you wait for your next gig. I understand. Not a lot of places allow
that. I am here at the Newman Center and doing the show this morning here, and they've got a thriving Newman Center. Got some focused missionaries on here as well. But you're right. It's free parking out there for me.
I figured as much. I know you well. All right, my friend, travel safe. I know I'll talk to you again on Thursday, but thanks for the heads up about my two older sisters. Matter of fact, you're going to catch up with one of them here after this segment.
Yes, we will.
All right. From the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa currently at the Mercy One studio here in Des Moines. Fair skies, 39 degrees. A west-northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Our feels like temperature is all irrelevant, 34 degrees. We got a pretty good morning going on. There is some thick fog in some areas, so it has reduced visibility in some of the low-lying areas out in the countryside. So be mindful of that as you drive in. And today we'll see mostly sunny skies here in central Iowa today. A high of 54 degrees, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with an overnight low of 37 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy to cloudy throughout the day, but warmer. High of 58 degrees for your Wednesday. Thursday, we can see some rain early as we'll have rain move in Wednesday night into Thursday. And then it'll be cloudy and cooler on your Thursday, a high of 46 degrees. And on Friday, if you're everyone's traveling to the Union Dome in Cedar Falls, pretty good travel day. Partly cloudy, dry, high of 40 degrees. Well, in the news on this Tuesday morning, Iowa's second big bicycle ride announces changes to its schedule and course. Iowa's Ride, the state's major competition to the Ragbri week-long bicycle ride, has announced some big changes. Organizers announced last week they're moving the ride from the state's east to west side. Iowa's Ride now will ride the week directly before Ragbri, which is scheduled for Sunday, July 19th through Sunday to Saturday, July 25th, excuse me. The Iowa's Ride revised its schedule is starting on Saturday, July 12th, and ends on Saturday, the 18th. Iowa's Ride will also start on the eastern edge of Iowa in a Mississippi River town and travel west, ending 7 days later in western Iowa. Now, organizers say they'll refund entries to those that no longer want to do Iowa's Ride because of the changes. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, the end of week number 11 in the NFL and Monday Night Football had the Kansas City Chiefs defeating the Los Angeles Chargers 24-17. That game was played in Mexico City, Mexico. This morning, we'll have women's college basketball up in Ames, part of a doubleheader at Iowa State today. The Iowa State women hosting Texas Southern. That'll be tipping off at 11 o'clock this morning. And then tonight, Southern Mississippi comes to town, and the Iowa State men will host them at 7 o'clock for a tip-off tonight. Other men's basketball, college basketball in the state, University of Tennessee Martin is at Northern Iowa, and they'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. Tonight, right here in Des Moines, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild are home. They're in second place. They host the Milwaukee Admirals. They'll face off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activity scheduled. Our next high school sports broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio will be this Friday night, the 4A State Championship High School football game. Number 1 Valley taking on number 3 Dowling Catholic. We'll go on the air at 6:30 with our pregame show. Kickoff 7 o'clock. The Maroons are the 6-time defending champs. Valley defeated Dowling back in week 2, 11 weeks ago by the score of 29-22. So it's undefeated Valley taking on once beaten Dowling. Join us Friday night for the call right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. Fair skies, 39 degrees, a west-northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And today we'll see mostly sunny skies, dry conditions, a high of 54 degrees with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Tuesday morning. John Leonetti Show, coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
It's running about 9 minutes from the West Mixer to downtown on 235, 9 minutes as well from the East Mixer to downtown. We do have a problem, a disabled vehicle, I-235 westbound. It has the right lane blocked at 22nd Street, I-235 westbound 22nd Street, so that's going to create a bit of an issue in that area if you're headed towards the West Mixer. Also an accident Southeast 14th at Hartford, and that is in the northbound lane, so use caution in those areas. Thanks to Builder Kent Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Kent has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Big news coming out of the Vatican and the Diocese of Peoria. The Diocese of Peoria has officially announced, yes, yesterday, that Venerable Fulton Sheen will be beatified on December 21st, yes, of this year, at the city's Cathedral of St. Mary of the Immaculate Conception, where his tomb is. Now, I was just in Peoria a few weeks ago, and I was able to pray before his tomb. It just gives me the goosebumps just even talking about it. But he is going to be beatified, which is the final step before canonization. So he will now be known as Blessed Fulton Sheen, and we will await the second miracle. The first one has already been approved, of course, and that beatification is going to take place at the end of his 100-year anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood, the diocese says. So big, big news for the church in the United States. Who doesn't remember Archbishop Fulton Sheen? Awesome. Pray for us. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, like her older sister, she had a heart devoted completely to God. Today we celebrate Saint Agnes of Assisi. She was the first Poor Clare sister after her older sister. Clare left home to follow Saint Francis of Assisi in a life of simplicity. Agnes, too, left home to follow her sister. But her family, they were less than thrilled. You might say, and they tried to convince her to return, but Agnes, she wouldn't do it. So when persuasion failed, the family hired knights to go and drag Agnes from the monastery. But when they tried, the knights could not lift her. All of them couldn't lift her. They said she was heavier than a stone, huge. And when her uncle tried to beat Agnes into submission, he was temporarily paralyzed. After all these incidents, the family, yeah, you guessed it, they relented. Still young, Agnes was made the abbess of a group of sisters in Florence. Though troubled by the separation from her sister, Agnes made an excellent abbess. After establishing several other monasteries in northern Italy, Agnes was urgently called to the bedside of her beloved sister Claire, who was dying. Not months after Claire's passing, Agnes joined her in eternal life. We ask today, St. Agnes of Assisi, to pray for us. Amen. And a big thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting the Saint of the Day, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. For 30 years, been in practice. 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. Let's go to Gene Wells, host of Straight Talk. Hi, Gene.
Good morning, John.
Good morning to you. What have we got coming up at 10 o'clock?
Yeah. Kevin Chapman is joining me. We're going to talk about the bishop's legislative priorities for this coming year, but also talk about this, you know, the issue of this constitutional amendment. What do we need to do? Is it feasible to pass it so that we can, abortion doesn't become like a permanently legal in Iowa? And it will help us when Roe versus Wade is overturned, which we are positive about that, so that it doesn't revert back to the states and become legal. So lots of issues that are important to Iowans. We need to pay attention to those. So join us today.
Okay. Tom Chapman at 10 o'clock this morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. If you miss it, it is podcasted, Straight Talk on iowacatholicradio.com. Gene Wells, thanks for coming on.
God bless.
All right, friends, coming up right after this, we're going to talk about purgatory, a few things that every Catholic needs to know, and some myths about purgatory as well. That's coming up right after the break. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning. It is Tuesday, November 19th. And a big thank you to R&R Realty Group for underwriting the show. Real Estate Advisors offers a team of professionals focused on maintaining working relationships with clients, as well as productive long-term relationships with owners, tenants, and the brokerage community. Thank you for underwriting this show and all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. It's rrrealty.com, rrrealty.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Kelly Mester-Collins. Father Remy O'Keer celebrates a birthday today. Father Remy serves St. John Parish in Adel. Happy birthday. We have an opportunity to match gifts and help our Hispanic seminarians. Catholic Extension is matching dollar for dollar up to $50,000 raised by the diocese for the Hispanic Seminarian Endowment Challenge. To raise funds, they're selling raffle tickets for $10 each. Top prize is $2,500, and there will be five cash prizes of $500. Call 237-5011 to support our Hispanic seminarians and help us get matching dollars to pay for their formation and education. Again, call 237-5011. Plan on attending Catholic Charities' annual holiday reception to raise money for homeless families. No Room at the Inn will take place Friday, December 6th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Catholic Pastoral Center in downtown Des Moines. This event features live music, a silent auction, a display of nativities, and much more. Go to CatholicCharitiesDM.org and click on events for details and to register. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mester-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Five Suns Naturescapes. Five Suns Naturescapes is a Catholic veteran-owned family company providing premium outdoor landscapes. Extend your living space outdoors with patios, pergolas, fencing, and retaining walls. Outdoor lighting is another way to enjoy your landscaping day and night. Five Suns Naturescapes will spend the time to understand your needs and create your perfect outdoor space. Learn more about Five Suns Naturescapes at fivesunsnaturescapes.com. Thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Tickets are going fast, my friends. Oh, yes, to Father John Ricardo. That's going to be taking place December 7th. Extraordinary, extraordinary news, sponsored by Ut Fidem. And this is going to be an evening that you will remember, I promise. Also, it's going to be the premiere of The Veil Removed. It starts at 7 p.m. at the Grand Ballroom at the Iowa Events Center. General admission tickets are $20. And VIP tickets, I think there's a few left. Those are $150, and that's where you're going to get, you know, appetizers and an opportunity to meet Father Ricardo and front section seating there for the VIP. But, you know, $20, anyone, everyone should be there. And we already have, I think, 1,600 plus tickets sold and many more. So we're going to sell out at this event. Go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events and click on Father Ricardo. Get your tickets today. Don't wait. Purgatory. I think probably one of the most misunderstood of our dogmas. And it is a dogma of the Catholic Church, which means that there is no wiggle room here in believing it. Purgatory. I think there's a lot of misconceptions here. Let's just get right into it. Church Pop put together just a great couple pieces on purgatory, and so this is where I'm kind of drawing this from. But I think it is safe to say that for many people today, purgatory is just maybe not thought of. Now, we have some great people that are doing some awesome work on it right now. Susan Tassone, who's been on this show, she has written a number of books on purgatory and its importance. Many of those becoming, you know, shooting up the ladder, becoming Catholic bestsellers, number one bestsellers. Anything she writes really is just gold. But purgatory, a lot of people think is maybe just a place. People think that it's just kind of a place where I go to wait for my number to be called. You know, I'll just kind of cross the legs, read the sports section, kind of like the when you go to get your license renewed and, oh, there's my number. Okay, I'm good to go. You know, maybe heaven's got some lines, longer lines than usual. So we just kind of go to this place for a little while. But that's actually not it. Well, I want you to think of purgatory, friends, as kind of God's fire hose of love. That's an image that I think of when I think of purgatory, God's fire hose of love. What is God doing? Well, he's loving us so much in that state of being, not a place, but that state of being. He is loving us so much that all of our sins, all the gunk is dripping away, is being washed clean. God is loving us so much that we are becoming perfect, purified in his very presence. You know, we want to be at our best. Think of big life moments. Think of your marriage, for instance. You know, you wanted to be at your best when you were at your wedding. You wanted to be at your absolute best. And you weren't going to settle for anything less. Well, it's the same thing with God in heaven. You know, many saints have talked about that we choose to go to purgatory. St. Padre Pio talked about this. It's not something that God sends us to. We want to be purified because we want to be at our best with Almighty God. We want to be perfect in his presence. You know, purgatory, it's not a second chance of salvation. So at death, a person's eternal destiny is sealed. It will either spend, your and my soul will either spend eternity in heaven or hell, period. You know, purgatory is just kind of that stop along the way. But anyone that is in purgatory, is in that state, is being prepared for heaven. So once the soul is in purgatory, there's no chance of hell. Because purgatory is that preparation, that purification for heaven. Now, I tell people often, do not aim for purgatory. Because if you miss there, yikes. Well, don't aim for purgatory, aim for heaven. Aim for heaven. And I've written about this before. In fact, I think the analogy that I think most people relate to that I've used is, you know, when gold comes out of the ground, it comes out as ore. Useless junk is surrounding it. And what purifies the gold to be gold is fire. So fire kind of burns away all the useless material or junk in order for that soul to be purified. Some people say, well, all right, John, where's purgatory in the Bible? Well, try 1 Corinthians 3. St. Paul describes a period after death, but before heaven, in which a Christian is purified with fire. Yeah, you see what he's referring to here. That's purgatory. And other biblical evidence as well. Matthew 12, Jesus mentions the possibility of sins being forgiven after death. 2 Maccabees 12, the practice of praying for the dead, which is a practice for the souls in purgatory. We're not praying for the souls in heaven, and we can't pray for the souls in hell. When we pray for the dead, we're praying for these souls in purgatory. And St. Paul talks about this being, commended. And many more instances as well. And of course, purgatory, this is attached to Christ Jesus. This is not a way of being saved apart from Christ. It's the only, you know, it's only for people that have died in friendship with God. That's what purgatory is. So that's important. And, you know, there's all sorts of different things that people throw at us. You know, well, you're praying for the dead. That's a late medieval corruption of the faith. Church Pop has talked about that. You know, praying for the dead was practiced by Jews prior to Jesus, friends, as recorded in 2 Maccabees 12. And it's also practiced by the early church. And you see many different remnants of that when you visit the catacombs in Rome. So purgatory is very important, I think, for us Catholics to know. And also, you know, we need to get serious about praying for them. And I mean that, I'm talking to you. And I need that reminder as well. And my devotion to the Holy Souls, if you've listened to the show for a while now, you know that it's only increased over the years. only increased. And there's a great line from St. Therese of Lisieux that I think helps us understand the role they play for us as well, because not only do we pray for them, but they pray for us. Now, they can't pray for themselves because their prayer is perfect, perfect love. So they're praying for us as well. And they aid us. Ask for the Holy Soul's intercession. I do when I get in my car. St. Therese of Lisieux. St. Therese of Lisieux said that never, never was there an intention through the intercession of the Holy Souls in purgatory that went unanswered. Never. Now, you know, no is an answer too, so I don't know, maybe she was told no a couple times. But she talked about that to her sisters and the importance of those holy souls and the role that they play. St. Padre Pio as well. In fact, St. Padre Pio was with a couple friars, and they share this story where they were just sharing dinner, and Padre Pio heard a knock at the door. Well, the other friars didn't. And he went over, and he opened the door, and he kind of said a few things, and then he went back to dinner. And the friar said, who was at the door? And he said, it was a holy soul from purgatory on their way to heaven, thanking me for their prayers, offering mass for them. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, there you have it, friends. Pray for the souls and pray for your family and friends. Fast for them as well that may have died. Your mortal enemies, pray for them too. You know, I think we might be surprised at the people to my left and right when we get to heaven. That puts this show in the books. Tuesday, November 19th. Gene Wells in for me tomorrow. I'll be making my way back from North Carolina for a prayer for travel mercies, if you would. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in the land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.